We're going to dive deeper into this big win over Vermont and preview this massive, massive game on Saturday. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and we're ready to get after it. Talk about, let Zepp weigh in a little bit. And I got some crazy stats for you, Zepp, up from this game. Get your opinion on the game. And then we're going to talk about, obviously, this massive matchup that's going to be early game of the year talk. Second game of the year at Houston. Neutral site game, but it is in Houston. We'll see how that goes. But before we jump in, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. I don't care how much you're saving, how much you've been working on it. There's no point in not double check and triple check and do everything you can do to make sure that you're taking advantage of everything you can take advantage of to maximize all the hard work you've done, minimize fees, protect yourself from the IRS, take advantage of products you should take advantage of. Ford Stokes is the guy. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Tell Ford Stokes we said War Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Make a great friend at the same time, and definitely take advantage of your free portfolio analysis. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Zepp, we talked about the game. Obviously, we talked about the game last night whenever we went live afterwards, and you didn't get a chance to weigh in, but I want to go over some stats with you from this game, okay? And then I want to get your overall takeaway. I just want to see your reaction from this, okay? So these are from Henry Patton from off Twitter. I think I'm not exactly sure who he writes for now, but Auburn beat writer. Auburn's bench, Zepp, outscored Vermont's entire team 47-43. That's number one. So the bench came in and went off. Vermont shot 4 of 22 on layups. Defense was clamping. Vermont committed more turnovers than that had made shots. They had 16 turnovers and only 15 made shots. Auburn could have sat the whole team out in the second half. Could have just not scored, and they still would have won 46-43, but they scored 48 in the second half. I mean, telling you stuff like that, Zepp, what can you say about that performance?
Well, the first show we had talked about this week was running those guys off the line, making them shoot tough twos, which we knew coming to this game, if we make those guys do that, the game was over. And those guys came out with their heads on fire on defense. I'm talking about they couldn't score anything.
Yeah.
So they play extremely great defense on those type of guys. And those guys run great sets. But we knew coming to this game that Auburn was going to play great defense because UAB is a great mid-major team. So with Auburn, you know, clamping down on defense, we knew those type of things was going to happen. But I'm pretty amazed on those stats you just told me. I never heard anything like that because that mean they was playing some hell of a defense.
Oh, for sure. 4 of 22 on layups. I mean, they were literally everything they made, they earned because it was they were taking bodies. They were that whatever they made, they earned it because it was not coming easy. Auburn just clamped down. I mean, Zepp, I know you were having trouble finding the actual game, but to start out the second half, they had the ball. Okay. So they're inbounding the ball. Janai picks off the inbound and goes and dunks it on the very, very first play of the second half. I mean, Janai's not typically a steal and run the floor guy, but he picks off the pass, picks off the inbound and goes and runs the floor. You had Ja'Kai had a breakaway dunk on a steal. I mean, it was, you know, Bruce obviously preaches defense, but this was defense on another level. Game one coming out, like you said, hair on fire. I was just really proud of the defensive effort. I actually led the show. I mean, I know Miles shot, hit 7 threes, but I actually led the show off talking about defense because I just couldn't get over how great they played.
Like you say, their defense was extremely good. As we all know, BP makes the team play extremely hard on defense. I was pretty surprised on how fast they started the game. As we both always talk about, this team has to start fast. And the team started extremely fast. So, you know, going into that game, it gave them extremely confidence. Everything we talk about on this show, they really showed us how good they can be. I'm talking about everything from defense to offense. They put it all together when we talked about the show last night.
Yeah, so you had mentioned this guy. You had talked about how he was working on his inside game, Chaney. We had talked about this on a lot of the preseason shows that we talked about. Zepp, he was 6 of 8, okay? But his two misses were three-pointers. So he was 6 of 6 inside. I mean, he's got a pretty little jump hook now, and he's doing it with both hands. I mean, talk about if that can carry on throughout the season, how big is that? How big is Chaney having that inside game?
It's extremely important because, like I say, with Dylan and Janae starting, with him coming off the bench, it just helps us in so many different ways. He gives matchup problems. He shows a different style of game, like a right hand hook, left hand hook, mid range jump shot, dribble, hit you with his shoulder, spin, layup. He just shows you different arsenals of his game last night, and it was super calm and super easy. It was one of those things that is straight to the point. He's not one of those guys who do a lot of dribbling. He goes at you and go simple, fundamental. Get to what I got to do. Get straight to my point, because that's the only way he can play, and he does it in so many different ways.
Smooth is the way I would describe the way he looked last night. A lot smoother. Last year he could score points, but a lot of times it looked like a bull in a china shop. And in like the end game, was it maybe it would go in the basket, maybe it wouldn't. But smooth, I think. A lot. He looks very, very polished. And like you said, him coming off the bench and being able to give another element. Now, they didn't have to go inside a lot last night because Miles Kelsey was shooting the damn thing from all over the place, from the logo, from the bench, from Lochipoca. It didn't matter. It was going in. He said, after the fourth one, I blacked out.
I think I got some water in here somewhere. Yeah, I might need – I think I got the water bottle.
Yeah, but they got a hose down. He's on fire.
I can't find it. I think they used all the water to calm him down from the heat he had last night.
Yeah, he said, after the fourth one, I blacked out. I just started shooting. They were going in. But, yeah, they didn't have to go inside a lot because they were hitting threes from everywhere. But that added element inside, I think that helps Janae almost as much as it helps anybody, because now you got another threat inside that can post up and make some plays. I'm very, very, he was my player of the game. I was very, very impressed with Chaney. And I think his development is something that could be just huge, huge for this team moving forward.
Oh, most definitely is going to be huge. Like you say, especially with Janae, it gives him more of an inside presence. Which this team look at us with one, like as teams when they play Auburn, they look at Janae as being the only big man in Auburn, because he's the only guy who plays back to the basket. With Chaney Johnson being another guy who can shoot the mid-range, can actually back you down, do a fadeaway, can back you down, throw a right-hand hook over the left shoulder. Like I said, last game we just played, I knew they were going to double Janae Broome. As we all talked about on this show, he would get it and kick it out to the three-point shooters. So now when you put both of those guys in the game, they can't double. You got no choice but to double Janae Broome. Yeah. But when both of them on the court with each other, you're not going to be able to double, especially with Chaney having that confidence he having this year.
I love it. And you definitely got to carry that over to this weekend because you got a big matchup. Look, I think the coach, Vermont's head coach, he said after the game, like, look, we've won like 4 of our last 5 conference championships. We've played for the conference championship multiple years in a row. We've been to the NCAA tournament several years in a row. He said, we're a pretty proud team. He said, so coming in and getting your ass beat by 50, he said, we're not handling that very well. So they had no intentions. They felt like they had a chance in this game. Like, They were coming in off of a beat, you know, taking down UAB, coming to Auburn, riding high a little bit. They're good. KenPom liked them. I talked about this. They were top 7. They were 79th in KenPom. it bumped Auburn all the way up to number two in KenPom. So that wasn't just some pushover. That was a pretty solid team that Auburn just completely dismantled.
It wasn't a pushover. Like I said, as we talked about last show, I don't know if people listen to us, but we said everything that this team was going to be. Yeah. Them being ranked 79 in KenPom, this was a crucial game, the first start of the season. Like yeah. I say, Vermont always makes the tournament. As I look on, turn my TV on, March Madness come on. Even when I was playing in Auburn, they make the tournament. Yeah. So those guys have confidence. They felt like they could come in and at least keep the game close. Yeah. They didn't think they was going to lose by 50 points.
No, they were older. Yeah, older guys with a lot of experience, and they just got worked. Just got absolutely dominated.
But sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
But I think they never came into an environment and played a team like Auburn.
Yeah. Never. It was loud at a lot of points last night, especially when Miles went on his little heat check that he went on. Ja'Kai on his fast break dunk. Everybody went nuts. Really good first game crowd. So let's switch gears. Let's go ahead and talk about it. This got game of the year implications already this weekend. Auburn travels to Houston. They're not playing at the university. They're playing in a neutral site game, but it's still in Houston. So it's basically a home game, just not in the same gym. And Houston's also a very, very talented team. You're talking number one in KenPom versus number two in KenPom, game two of the year. If you're Auburn, you couldn't ask for a better – I don't think you can ask for a better environment. I don't think you can ask for a better matchup this early in the season than what you're getting. What do you expect the most, or what's your big expectations from this game? Like, how do you see this thing playing out? Let me know what you think about Houston and Auburn's chances.
Well, for one, this is going to be like a bear fight. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you right now, in practice today, BP told him from the jump, Houston is very, very physical. They might not be as big as us, but they're physical. They get to the ball super fast, and they play tough defense. That coach, he prides him on defense and toughness. So I feel like whoever is the toughest team, whoever can, you know, win the 40 minutes of the game, not just 38 minutes. You got to play the full 40 yeah. minutes of this type of game because we played Houston 2 years ago, and yeah. we know we was up on them by 10, yeah. 11 points. We was happy. They actually had even better athletes on the team when we played them 2 years ago. But Janai Broome understands and knows that this team is elite. Houston is an elite team. I don't speak on teams like this, but Houston is an elite team. If we can get this win in Houston, this game will show us we're top five in the country. I don't care what nobody say. Yeah. We're going to be top five in the country if we can beat Houston.
There you go. So they played Jackson State to start off the year. I think they also won by somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 points. Here's one thing I noticed about them, Zep. Like you mentioned it, you kind of hinted on it. They're not overly big, okay? Their size is very similar to Vermont. But they're all older. Well, just like Auburn's team. It's a lot of older guys, not overly big. Here's a crazy thing. They had 11 players play versus Jackson State. 9 of them hit a three. So they can shoot the basketball. They shot even better from three than Auburn shot from three versus Vermont. They were somewhere around, I think they were 60% from three. So they hit 9 threes, they hit more than 9 threes, but 9 guys out of 11 hit a three. So you got to be – you can't take your eyes off anybody. You can't take your eyes off absolutely anybody. And I think everything starts with the team kind of runs through LJ Cryer, who seems like he's been in college for 100 years. Uh-huh. But he's a really good player. Who can you kind of compare him to? Like he's not an overly big guard. He's probably 6'1", 6'2", maybe. What kind of player do you see in LJ Cryer, and who's going to be the big matchup? Because that feels like that's the matchup. You got to have a dog on him because that's kind of their heart and soul.
I kind of see him as a guy like Mark Sears, a guy yep. who can score the basketball, get players, you know, facilitate. But he's not a hard guy to cover. As we all know, Houston run a lot of ball screens. Mm-hmm. So they kind of play like a get a ball screen, trying to get a matchup or take a guy one-on-one. But I think the guy for our team, I pick, you know, starting the game off, I'm gonna see about two guys guarding him, either Denver Jones or Chad Baker-Mazzara. Mm. But if I'm starting the game off, I'm going with Chad Baker-Mazzara on him because of his length. AJ Cryer's not big, so I'm going to put Chad Baker-Mazzara with his length. And I feel like Chad Baker-Mazzara is going to talk trash. And I feel like I just don't need him to get kicked out the game. But I need him to have energy. And I need for this to be one of his biggest game of his life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care about his points, his percentage, what he shoot. I need you to do one thing is stop this dude. Because this dude is going to be the head of the snake. Him and the big man. The left-handed big man who get rebounds and can
– Roberts, I think, is his name.
Roberts. Janai, yeah. Know this dude.
Jawan.
He know this dude can get offensive rebounds. He know how tough it is to stop that guy. He's not
super He's Ben skilled. Wallace. That dude's he, Ben Wallace.
He's Ben Wallace, but with a little bit more skill.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like that idea of putting Chad on him because they're not overly big. So you're not sacrificing a ton of length. Elsewhere, you know what I mean? Like still got length in your lineup to be able to move him out there. That's going to be big. A Mark Sears type player, maybe without the explosion, maybe not quite as explosive, but still he was 4 of 6 from three. So we know he can shoot the three. You got to stay in his face. He scored 16 points. He got to the line against Jackson State, went 4 of 4 from the line. So, you know, if he gets in there, he's going to be looking for contact where he can get to the line because he can shoot three or he can shoot the free throws. So it's he's going to be a tough one. He's definitely going to be one to watch. And then, like you said, the matchup, the big man matchup, Jawan Roberts versus Chaney versus Dylan versus, versus Janai. There's going to be those dudes are going to be slamming into each other because Jawan is not afraid of contact whatsoever. It's gonna be fun. I don't know that the line is out yet. I would expect it. I think KenPom has the line somewhere around Houston -2, which I think is probably fair with it being there because I really do think this is a coin flip game. It's just gonna be who wants it more and who hits the who hits the big shots when they got to hit it. If you had one concern, Zep, going into this game, what would it be?
Physicality.
Yeah.
I would say physicality and
you've been talking about that.
Not letting them speed us up. This is a team. I promise you, I don't speak on teams being physical, but this team has been through a lot. That Houston team is they're known for their defense. They're known for their toughness. Yeah. And sometimes they might feel like Auburn ain't tough enough. They felt like that 2 years ago, but with our team. And we felt like we was disrespected when they felt like we weren't tough enough. But like I say, this is a 40-minute game. Gotcha. They need all 40 minutes from all 11 to 12 players who play for Auburn. Because
even if you get in a lead, you can't let up. Clearly, we've seen that.
You can't let up.
Yeah.
But I like us. I like us by 5-6 points.
Okay.
I like us by 5 or 6 points because I just feel like we're going to go in with a game plan. BP is going to come with a great game plan, and he's going to have these guys super ready. He's going to put every player in position to look good and also play super hard.
So let me ask you this. This is just from a basketball perspective. You play Vermont, obviously. You play Vermont just to kick off the year. You know you got Houston down the road. How much are you preparing for Houston – prior to that Vermont game, like if you had to go like a percentage, if it's like this percentage on you're preparing for Vermont and this percentage you're preparing for Houston, how do you handle those? Because obviously, go ahead.
Well, you do it 50-50. Yeah, I tell you this right now. BP was preparing for Houston since this summer. I know for a fact.
Yeah,
they was preparing for them since this summer. So. I think they prepared for Vermont for maybe a week before the game, but Vermont is erased. BP told her came in today. They probably didn't even watch film on Vermont. They usually watch film after the game. I said, okay, forget Vermont. We're going to Houston. We watching ASAP because they want this game. Yeah. They know they need this game. This game is crucial.
It puts – I mean, this is like a – if you want to talk about getting the season kicked off, this is like a rocket ship. You win this one, and just so it's funny we're playing in Houston, but this is like a huge jolt of energy if you can win this game, a huge jolt of confidence, everything that you can imagine you can have bottled up in this one game that you could win and make you feel like you could beat anybody. Hey, we got to go to Rupp Arena. We went into Houston and took Houston down. So I'm not Rupp Arena. I'm talking about Cameron Indoor. You're going into Cameron Indoor. You took down Houston in Houston. Like, who cares? We'll go play anywhere. It's a very big game. So I'm very anxious to see how it goes. Zep says, get some. He says, lay the points. Take the points. I'm sorry. Take the points. Auburn plus two. He said, take them. We're going to cover. We're going to win outright.
Take them. Love it. Take them. We want them. We're going to be the new Rockets. We're going to be the Rockets of the town. I promise you that. We're coming to win, and we're going to win.
I love it. So we'll see how this thing plays out, and we'll go live after the game and break it down. Zep, if you can jump on, obviously that'd be awesome. If not, we'll get it in. We're going to have fun this whole season. This season is going to be fun. This season is going to be hopefully, if this first game is any indication, it's going to be electric. So, Zep, thanks for jumping on, man. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. Zep, where can they find you?
On Twitter at @RIP_QUAN5. On Instagram at @RIP_QUAN12.
Yes, sir. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Pod. We'll catch you next time.